Tsunami relief efforts could help develop sustainable fishing in communities around the Indian Ocean. I'm Richard Hoops for Earthwatch Radio. A lot of fishing communities were destroyed by the tsunami that struck Southeast Asia in 2004. The tsunami killed thousands of people and destroyed the infrastructure of the fishing industry. Some experts say the ongoing reconstruction is a chance to reshape the fishing business. Stephen Hall is Director General of the World Fish Center based in Malaysia. The center tries to improve fisheries and aquaculture as a way to reduce poverty and hunger. Hall says the Asian fishing business now has an opportunity to move in a new and more sustainable direction.
Out of every very, very dark cloud in this case, there can be a silver lining, and I think this is one aspect of it that is very real. There is a genuine possibility to reset the path for these communities to a much more sustainable one.
After the tsunami, organizations around the world donated boats and other equipment to get the fishing industry back in business. Hall says the immediate relief was vital, but he says some communities now have more boats than they did before the tsunami. That means they can catch more fish than before, and overfishing had already been a problem. Hall's organization is looking for business opportunities that go beyond catching fish at sea. These might include aquaculture and fish processing. Hall says local communities and governments also need to be involved.
In the end, there's no doubt that that engagement of local communities in the process of restoration and rehabilitation is absolutely vital.
That's Stephen Hall from the World Fish Center in Malaysia. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Sea Grant Program and the Nelson Institute at the University of Wisconsin.